Today I want to talk to you about how to pray throughout your day. The Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:18, "Pray in the Spirit at all times with all kinds of prayers, asking for everything you need. To do this, you must always be ready, never give up, and always pray for all God's people." That's really quite a tall order. And if you know anything about the Apostle Paul, who wrote the majority of the New Testament, he begins all of his books, all of his letters, actually, by usually writing a prayer. And even throughout his letters, certainly at the beginning and maybe at the end, there would be a prayer. And he has said that we are to pray without ceasing. In other words, to pray nonstop. Think, well, how can we do that? Well, we're going to show you today. But he gives us seven statements in here. We're going to highlight a couple of them. He says, first of all, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit of God. And then if you want, you can circle these. And then he says to pray at all times. To pray at all times. All throughout the day, all throughout the night. When you think about that, that can be kind of an overwhelming task. How do you pray all day? Well, we'll discuss that. And then pray all kinds of prayers. Do you know that there are different kinds of prayers? Most commonly, what we pray is prayers of supplication. In other words, we're asking for Him to supply our needs or to supply the needs of somebody else, which might be an intercessory prayer. But usually our prayers are all need-based. But we can pray all kinds of prayers. We can pray prayers of healing. We can pray prayers of praise. We can pray prayers of asking for wisdom or knowledge. We can pray just conversational prayers, talking to God about what we see and what we experience. It is said that if you do not feel like praying, then you are not praying how you feel. Let me say that again. If you do not pray, if you do not feel like praying, then you are not praying how you feel. What do I mean by that? Well, if you're frustrated, you can tell God about it. As a matter of fact, you probably should tell Him first before you tell anybody else. If you're hurting, you can tell Him about it. If you're angry, you can tell Him about it. If you're in a good mood, tell Him about it. If you're grateful, tell Him about it. See, we often only pray when we think we have something good to pray. When we have something important to say. But God wants to hear it all. And so don't just pray when you feel like praying or feel like you have something significant to pray. Pray at all times, all kinds of prayers. Asking for everything you need. And as you begin to ask God for everything you need, you'll become aware that God provides. To do this, you must always be ready. You must always be ready. What does that mean? You need to have a plan. You need to have a plan. I overheard somebody say a favorite quote of mine before the service. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Always have a plan. Always be ready and never give up. In other words, just because it doesn't work out, don't give up. And always pray for all God's people. That is a real tall order. That is something that on the face of it looks extremely overwhelming, but we're going to jump into today and we're going to learn, as I have learned this week, we're going to learn how to do that. First of all, we're going to do it by developing two habits. Number one, we're going to keep a running conversation with God. A running conversation with God. What does that mean? Conversation never ends. It's always open-ended. It's always continuous. When we think of relationships, if you were to think of a relationship with your spouse or maybe your parents or your children or whomever, you don't go to them and say, okay, this is my 10 minutes a day that I'm supposed to talk to you. So now I'm going to talk to you for 10 minutes, all the while looking at your watch. Okay, my 10 minutes is up. Thank you. You wouldn't have much of a relationship, would you? But that's what we do with God. We relegate him to maybe 10 minutes of the morning, and we make it very formal. And the Apostle Paul is saying, keep a running conversation with God. You don't necessarily have to say amen. And you could say amen in the middle of a prayer. It doesn't mean, okay, we're done. We're over. Pray on every occasion as the Spirit leads. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, never stop praying. Pray all the time. Well, in order for you to pray all the time, you have to keep a running conversation with God. Nonstop. Say, well, what do I pray? Pray what you see. Pray what you hear. Pray what you need. Pray what you think about. If God brings somebody to your mind, say a prayer for them. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be in depth. It doesn't have to be full of knowledge. I mean, sometimes you might think of somebody that you haven't thought of. And maybe that's God telling you to pray for them. And so what do we typically do? If we were going to do that, we might contact them, which isn't a bad idea, but we might contact them and we might say, is there anything I should pray for? And then that period of time, or that might take a period of time, and then we go to prayer. Just pray for them right then. Because you know what? God knows already what they need. You don't necessarily need to know what they need, but God knows. I remember a number of years ago, I was awoken with a dream, and this person was in my dream. And it was weird. I prayed for him. And then that morning, I sent him an email. You were in a dream last night, and I prayed for you. I hope everything is okay. And I got back this rather lengthy email. Not everything was okay. But God brought him to my mind in the middle of the night, and so I prayed. Never stop praying. Second thing we're going to develop is to schedule prayer times throughout our day. Schedule prayer times throughout our day. Have you ever noticed when you're reading scripture, it divides the day into watches, and it will say like the first watch or the third watch or whatever. That comes from the Roman Empire, and the Roman Empire was divided into, their day was divided into watches, and the first watch would be when they would report to work, which would be about 6:30 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning. And the second watch was right around the 9 o'clock hour, maybe where they would take a break. And then the third watch was in the middle of the day, their lunchtime. And get this, their lunchtime during that time, they would start work at 6:30 in the morning, but their lunchtime, their middle day break would last 3 hours. Wouldn't that be cool? Well, the bad side of that is that they didn't get done until 6:30 in the evening. And so they would divide their day into different periods of time, and they were called a watch. That's how we got the word actually watch. for keeping time. So what would happen is, during these different watches, Christians would then begin to pray and set their times around praying during this particular time. So they would pray during the first watch and then maybe pray again the second watch and so on. Monks then began to say, well, it's kind of a pain to keep looking at the sun or the sundial to figure out when we go to prayer or when we call each other to prayer. So they actually created a mechanical device that would ring a bell, because somebody else would have to go and ring the bell to signify when the watch began. So they created a mechanical device that would ring the bell automatically. And the Latin word for bell is clock. And so really, our modern time system was developed so that Christians would know when to pray. They would know when to pray. So we're going to look at that very quickly this morning. So a daily schedule, and we're going to do this on based on the Lord's Prayer. I was pleased that our verse for the month is the Lord's Prayer in family time. And then I encourage you, if you don't already know, to memorize it, because there are seven phrases in the Lord's Prayer, and we're going to use that as seven times to pray throughout the day. Again, it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be a big production. It can be something that is very simple. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to get up with gratitude. Get up with gratitude or thanksgiving. Jesus said, your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So then, this is how you should pray, our Father in heaven. So acknowledge that he's your Father and that he knows what you need. Now, you might say, well, if he knows what I need, then why do I need to ask him? Well, do you need to ask him so that he knows? No. But you need to ask him so that you know where it comes from, and so that you do not take your Heavenly Father for granted. And so you ask, and you begin the day with praise. They say that that your day is determined by the first 8 seconds of your day. Now, I don't know how to prove that, but before you roll over and look at your phone, and by the way, let me just say this, this is free. If you can, turn off your phones when you go to bed. Don't go to bed with your phones on. I keep mine on in case, you know, the cows get out or somebody gets sick or something like that. But silence your notifications. That's for sleeping. Before you look at your phone, before you turn on the TV, just lay there. Before you even maybe turn on the lights, begin to thank your Father. Have an attitude of gratitude. Everything you have, every good gift, and every perfect present comes from your Father of light in heaven. I mean, so, well, I don't have a lot to be thankful for. Well, if you just woke up, that's better than the alternative. And so you thank him. If the heat's on in your house when it's cold, you thank him. If the air conditioning is on in your house when it's hot, you thank him. You might roll out of bed and say, Lord, I thank you for this comfortable bed. Because there's a lot of places in the world where they just sleep on the floor. You might put your feet into some slippers. Thank God for them. When you get to be older, first thing you do is run to the bathroom. You thank God for indoor plumbing and running water? Because it really wasn't that long time ago you had to put on your boots and run to the backyard wherever the outhouse was and sit down in a cold seat. We have a lot to be thankful for. So begin your day with gratitude. I thank my Father in heaven for his consistent love, and I recall all the ways that he is good to me. Now, if we just stop there, you could spend your entire day doing that. But I'm just saying that you begin to start your day. Pastor Rick has made up a list, A to Z, and he's written out things to be thankful for. And so the first portion of his day, he just goes through the list. Actually, he doesn't need the list anymore. He has it memorized. He spends a few moments in the morning praising God, getting up with gratitude. Secondly, the second prayer time is at breakfast. Bless God's name at breakfast. Do you know there are over 100 different names for God in the Bible? Now, I'm not suggesting that you necessarily pray through all them, but you might want to just spend some time on the computer just looking up, researching the names of God. What are the names of God? How do we get that out of the Lord's Prayer? Hallowed be your name, or hallowed be your name, or honored be your name, or holy be your name. Every day I will bless your name and I will praise it forever and ever. And so at breakfast, just contemplate the names of God and bless his name. God says, I am Abba. He's your loving Father. He says, I am Eldia, your God who knows everything. Jehovah Rapha, your God who heals you. El Shaddai, Almighty, or God Almighty, with all the power that you need. So just spend a few minutes at breakfast, recalling the names of God and reviewing his names, and bless him for his names, because all of his names have something to do with his nature and his character, which is incredible. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never abandoned those who really seek you. Psalm 9:10. So we have getting up with gratitude, blessing God at breakfast. Number three, at mid-morning, remember what matters most. At mid-morning, remember what matters most. So this would be about normally about the time you go to work. This is a prayer of dedication. May your kingdom come and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is where we align ourselves with God's purpose and plan for my life. Yeah, you're going to work, you're going to do a job, but what are you really doing? The Bible tells us that we are to do all things as unto God. So this is about you aligning yourself with a greater purpose than maybe just your job. It may involve your job, it may involve your attitude at your job, it may involve your effort at your job. But we are to remember what matters most. Your paycheck isn't the most important thing. It's the will of God and doing the will of God. God promised if you seek God's kingdom first and his righteousness, all the other things will be given to you as well. And so before you begin your day at work, just align yourself with God's plan and purpose for your life. Number four, list my needs at lunch. This is a prayer of petition. Give us today our daily bread. Most of us, if we really think about it, when we do pray in the morning, that's typically what we pray about. is what we need for the day. But here we're doing it at lunchtime. And by this time, you may be aware of a need that you weren't aware of when you got up in the morning. And so you pray a prayer petition during your lunchtime. You ask God for anything that you need. Jesus said, you can ask for anything in my name. Now, I want you to notice that if you're going to ask for anything in his name, what you have previously prayed will help you to pray right, because what you have previously prayed is your kingdom come, your will be done. So in other words, you're going to pray and ask for what you need with a kingdom first mindset because you prayed that. Lord, it's all about you. It's all about your kingdom. It's all about your plan and your purpose for my life. And so that will begin to change your prayers of petition for what you need. Also, ask for what other people need too. This is intercession. I'd be sinning against the Lord if I failed to pray for you. Do you know that not praying is a sin? It's probably the one that we commit the most, to be honest with you. The Bible says, if you know to do good, but you don't do it, to you that is a sin. And so if you see something, you hear something, you're aware of something, and you think, I should pray about that, but you don't do it, that's a sin. That's a sin. And why do we not do it? Because we think that we have to make a production out of talking to our Father. We have to go get down on our knees with our list or whatever, or we'll say, I'll do it tomorrow during my devotional time. You can do it right then. Oftentimes, if somebody messages me something on Facebook or emails me or calls me and says, hey, would you pray for me? I'll pray for them right then, out loud if they want. But usually nowadays it's mostly via Messenger, Facebook, text, you know, hey, pray for me. I try to do it right then, right in that instant. Lord, you know this need. You've seen this need. Please be with this individual. Why do I do that? Because I don't trust myself. I'll forget. And I don't want to be the one who says, I'll pray. Oh, sure, I'll pray for you. And then not pray, because then I am sinning. And I'm also lying, because I said I would do something that I didn't do. So do it right then. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Like I said, you don't have to make a big deal out of it. Just talk to your Father. So ask for what other people need. Jesus has the power of God by which he gives us everything we need to live and serve. We have these things because we know him. Number 5, ask for forgiveness in the afternoon. Confession. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. I think this is a perfect and appropriate time. Because, truth be told, if you're at work, probably by mid-afternoon, you're pretty frustrated with somebody. No amens? What, are you sleeping? You're pretty frustrated with somebody or something. And so that's a good time to ask for forgiveness in the afternoon. Why? Because maybe you said something you shouldn't. Or maybe you didn't say anything, but you just rolled your eyes, obviously. It made it very obvious. Or maybe you just, and walked away. Who knows what you did? Maybe you had some troubling thoughts. Maybe you have some temptations. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Admit my sins, and I forgive others who have frustrated me. Psalm 32:5 says, I confessed my sins to you and didn't try to hide them. Then you forgave me, and now all my guilt is gone. Ask for forgiveness in the afternoon and ask for God to forgive others, to give you the courage to forgive others. You say, well, that's really not convenient, but do you know that, I mean, there's one thing at work that we all do, and I don't mean to be graphic or rude, but we all use the restroom. And so when you go into the restroom, you can use that as a time to pray. It might be that you're in the middle of a meeting and the meeting isn't going well, and you say, you know, excuse me, I need to use the restroom. And you go into the restroom and you pray. You say, Lord, I didn't really handle that so well. My attitude really showed there and it wasn't good. I need you to help me. Or maybe rather than yelling at somebody, you need to go and tell God about it. Say, pardon me, I'll get back to you on that, but right now I need to use the restroom. They're not going to stop you. So you go, be creative is what I'm trying to say. Ask God for forgiveness in the afternoon, confession. And then number six, ask God to help me make wise decisions. Protection. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I don't know about you. I don't know what time of the day your temptations come. For me, it's the evening, and there are two demons that I frequently encounter in the evening. One is the television and the other is the refrigerator. Those demons, are you out there? Those demons seem to get to me. That's what tempts me most in the evening. I can do a diet all day long, but I get home, I turn on the TV, and all of a sudden, it's like I haven't eaten all day, and my food choices aren't that good. So perhaps that time in the afternoon, late afternoon, evening, when you're on your way home, 5:30, 6, whatever, is when you pray to God and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Father, I'm about to go home. I just pray that you would protect me. For some of you, maybe your computer, maybe the television, it may be the relationship that you're in. Do you know that more fights, more arguments, more domestic violence occurs early evening, usually before dinner? You know why? You're hungry, low blood sugar. You come in after a long day's work and dinner isn't ready or something isn't right, and you take it out on the people that you love. Maybe you held it in all day and you need to unload. Don't unload it on your spouse or your kids. Take a breath, sit in your car, pray. Leave it in the car when you go in the house. It'll still be there in the morning, but just leave it in the car. Ask God to help me make wise decisions. And then number 7, end my day with an encouraging truth. End my day with an encouraging truth. I won't ask for a show of hands, but how many of you fall asleep to the news? Or how many of you fall asleep to scrolling through Facebook? Or how many of you fall asleep to just watching maybe the Late Show or television? If you watch the news before you go to bed, it's probably not going to put you in a good mood. If you scroll through Facebook before you go to bed, it's probably not going to put you in a good mood. So let me give you something else. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And so if you, before you go to sleep, before you shut your eyes, you say, God, today was your day. You are the king. Nothing escapes you. You are all powerful. You win in the end. If you end your day with a prayer like that, a thought like that, you will rest easy. Because if you go to bed thinking about all the problems in the world, all the things you didn't get done during the day, all the issues that are out there, all the things that you may have to face, you are not going to sleep well. But if you go to bed acknowledging that God is in control and that He is all powerful and that there's nothing you can do about anything other than what God does through you, you'll sleep a whole lot better. Now, let's think about what we've done this morning. We have just prayed through our entire day. We have prayed 7 prayers. At first, this might not be easy for you to do. Don't get frustrated. Don't be bothered by it. If it doesn't go well, you know, you get to the midday and you think, I know I'm supposed to pray something right now. I'm not sure what it is. Oh, I can't remember, so why bother? Don't do that. Pray something. Keep these notes somewhere, maybe. Put them on your phone. If you don't want to pull the notes out of your whatever, your pocketbook or your backpack or whatever, put them in your phone. I know you know how to use a phone, and I'm told you can keep notes in your phone. And so you can just scroll through them. Because why? Because if you're sitting at the lunch table, probably everybody else has their phone out too. So you won't look any different than anybody else. But pray through your day. And what I think you'll begin to find is that you'll just start praying more than just these 7 times. I started a while ago because I was feeling bad about my prayer life. And because I'm not one to, you know, get on my knees and pray for 2 hours. I'm sorry if that disappoints you, if you're disappointed in your pastor, but I'm just not that person. But I'll be driving and I'll see an eagle, for example. And I'll just, God, that is so cool. You made that magnificent bird. Something like that. And just throughout the day, you see an ambulance. Lord, I don't know where they're headed or what the need is, but you do. just throughout the day. Turn stuff off. Just talk to God. When I don't sleep at night, I have a habit of, or I had a habit of sometimes turning on the television so it would get me back to sleep. You know what I do now? I pray. Or something that I've just started automatically, start in my head singing praise songs or hymns. A lot of hymns are like prayers. A lot of praise songs are like prayers. And I know it sounds corny, but I sing myself back to sleep. Not out loud, because that would wake up everybody else. But I just sing myself to sleep. Sometimes the Lord will bring a thought or a song. It might be a song I haven't sung in years, an old hymn, or something I remember as a kid. And I'll just sing it. Whereas before, it was easy to just click and let the TV put me to sleep. Your loving Heavenly Father desires to talk with you. Not just once a day, not just on Sunday, but all throughout the day. And here's the real beautiful thing. You can say anything to him. He knows you're thinking it anyway. I'm not saying to say something in disrespect to him. Because, you know, if your father was a disciplinarian and you said something in disrespect to him, you'd probably get swatted. The same is true with God. He might swat you. Might not be physically a physical swap, but in some way you'll be reprimanded. But you can be honest with your Father. Talk to him throughout the day. He's there to listen to you. Pray in the Spirit at all times with all kinds of prayers, asking for everything you need. To do this, you must always be ready and never give up, and always pray for all God's people. Father, we thank you for this guide. We thank you that the Lord's Prayer, this passage of Scripture that we've gone through, wasn't just something we were supposed to recite, but it's a recipe for how we are to pray. And so we pray, Father, that our attitude might be one that is continual fellowship with you throughout the entire day, that we become aware of your presence, that we are aware of your Spirit, and that your Spirit would speak to us and to prompt us in our thoughts and in our minds, and that we would commit everything to prayer. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.